Well, as you've been hearing this morning, the Coalition has unveiled its new climate and energy policy after dumping net zero by 2050 last week. So what does the farming sector think about this new direction? Well, joining me now is the President of the National Farmers Federation, Hamish McIntyre. Hamish, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Ali.
Yesterday, Liberal leader Susan Lee and Nationals leader David Littleproud announced their Coalition joint climate and energy policy. Does the National Farmers Federation support what's been announced?
Yeah, look, our position hasn't changed in agriculture, Sally. The NFS supports an economy-wide aspiration of net zero by 2050, but not for agriculture. You know, food and fibre production must and always will come first. Farmers across Australia, you know, spend every day turning CO2 into food and fibre, and always have and always will.
So the NFF doesn't support net zero by 2050?
It supports an economy-wide aspiration, but agriculture has never been in, and we haven't changed our position in that area at all.
In this policy, the Coalition will also focus on what's known as breakthrough technology that doesn't yet exist. So what are your thoughts on that approach?
Yes, look, I mean, there's all sorts of technologies out there. I mean, agriculture is at the cutting edge of new technology that, improves our production and our viability. We have many, many technologies that are working in, around the farm fertiliser areas, and it will always continually change that area. But at the moment, things are working well, and we are, reducing our emissions naturally.
The Liberal leader, Susan Lee, says a carbon capture and storage has come a long way. What are the projects that you want to see funded for the farming sector?
Just what's already out there. I mean, there's great projects around soil-borne carbon. Organic carbon is very important to agricultural production, and that's going through our root system from our plants. That continues, and that's our best spot to store carbon, and we'll continue to.
The Coalition would also seek to re-establish veto powers held by the Agriculture Minister that would prevent native forest vegetation projects from going ahead if they had an adverse impact on agricultural production and regional communities. How big of a threat is the loss of land to native forest vegetation or renewable energy projects?
It's a big threat. We support, viable communities across Australian agriculture. What we don't support is prime agricultural land being turned into offsets. It's the land that's available is there to produce food and fibre, and we want to continue that. You know, there's a lot of water has come out of the productive pool too, and water buybacks. What that's doing is driving water prices up for farmers across Australia and irrigators particularly. So it's the same with prime agricultural land. We want it there to be growing food and fibre. Agriculture is not to shoulder responsibility for targets of other industries. They need to use their own technologies to meet whatever targets they have, and not to pass it on to agriculture. So we want to continue to focus on production of food and fibre, and particularly on our very good prime ag land. You know, agricultural communities have got to support any change of use in their areas. So if they do, that's okay. But if they're against it, we're not for it.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the President of the National Farmers Federation, Hamish McIntyre. Hamish, what do you make of the US announcement in the past few days removing tariffs on beef?
We're back to where we were, which is great. So beef, wine and lamb are important commodities we sell to the US, and the announcement's great for US consumers. Obviously, you get the price of our beef down there. It's a relief that we are back to where we were with the free trade agreement originally.
The Trade Minister, Don Farrell, is expected to meet with European Union Trade Commissioner Marcos Sefcovic this week. It's anticipated that the Australian-EU free trade agreement negotiations will take place. Is the National Farmers Federation getting any sense that we're drawing closer to a conclusion here?
Yeah, we're not sure, but we welcome any free trade talks returning to the table. You know, farmers around Australia want this deal done, but not at any cost. You know, it must deliver real and lasting gains for Australian agriculture. recent global trade disruptions shouldn't mean we lower the bar. If anything, they prove how important it is to get this right, getting a strong and fair agreement that benefits both sides.
Hamish, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ali. Bye.